chickens in the houses, they got chickens in the trees, chicken in the pots, the Mottawok, the Petaloomies. Out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Now Marvin got me started, sold me my first hen. Now I got 4 and 20, and 24 more again. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Chicken in the morning, it's chicken in the night. Weren't for chicken, Petaluma never would have reached its height. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay?
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, smart talk about food, wine, and farming here on KRCB Radio 91. Have you had a good weekend? So many things going on this weekend. Parades, marches for science, dinners for the birds, just so much. I participated in as much as I could. And there's more coming up next weekend, and that's what we're talking about tonight. Bees, blossoms, and barnyard babies, which has become, I think, quite quickly an annual event for farm trails. It's happening on Saturday and Sunday, and we have here in the room five, six, seven creatures who will be participating. Five of them are human and adults, and two of them were born not quite 2 weeks ago. It's two little lambs. Are these baby doll Southdowns?
Yes, they are.
Little baby doll Southdowns, and they are from Glen Hill Farm and Gardens with Genevieve Gelati. And this is the former Canvas Ranch.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Just such, it's such a gorgeous piece of property out there. It's on Tomales Road, right?
Yes,
just
right next to the Coast Guard station.
Yeah, right next to the Coast Guard station. You have to be careful when you're turning in, because as you're turning in, people will come over the hill towards you, and you turn and you don't see them, and then suddenly they're there. Anyway, congratulations on having that, and thank you for bringing these beautiful little lambs. We also have with us Samantha Harmon. I realize, Samantha, I don't quite know your title at Farm Trails.
Well, my technical title is project manager, so very, very official title.
You do everything, and you do it really well.
Thank you. Yeah, we're a small team, so very privileged to have a lot of responsibility in a local nonprofit.
And you guys just do so, so well. Farm Trails, it just seems to me, is thriving. It's become so vibrant since you and Carmen Snyder have taken over. I really love what's going on.
Thank you so much.
And then we have Lindsay Strain from Bodega Bay Oyster Company.
Hello.
And guess what she brought? She brought oysters. And then we also, let me get everyone introduced. We have Tori Olson from Gabriel Farm on Sullivan Road in Sebastopol, sort of between Sebastopol and Grayton, closer to Grayton.
Yeah, we're just west of Grayton, actually, off of Grayton Road.
Yeah, and O'Sullivan Road. One of my English professors used to live out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so I used to visit her a lot. And then we have someone I wanted to have on Mouthful for so long, Brian Boyd of Wiseacre Farms.
Hello.
And I know you specialize in eggs, you had some controversy with the access road or something for a while, but you've solved that problem.
Yeah, there's been a lot of drama. We solved it, and now we are doing better than ever.
That's great. That is great. More egg farmers like you, the better for all of us. So let's do an overview first. Bees, Blossoms, and Barnyard Babies is an open to the public drive yourself tour of farm stands to get you right on the right at the location. Do you want to do an overview?
Yeah, I'd love to. This tour, we actually have nearly 50 farms participating.
That
includes farms, a few restaurants, some special producers like Bodega Bay Oyster. So it's a really great opportunity for the public to bring their families and friends out to the farms. And a lot of these farms are not able to open during the rest of the year. So it's a really great chance for them to really see what goes on.
Mm-hmm. And how do people participate?
Well, what's great is there's a lot of diverse offerings. There's cooking demos, there's workshops, and just general farm tours. Mm-hmm. There's also chances to bottle feed baby lambs, like at Glen Hill mm-hmm. Farm and Garden. So there's a lot of great opportunities to get involved mm-hmm. at each farm.
Do you have to sign up in advance?
Yes. You can go to our website, farmtrails.org, and sign up, and then we'll send you a map, an itinerary, and you can kind of choose your favorite spots and map it out for yourself and uh-huh. your family.
And then is there a cost?
It's free. Which is really fabulous and uh-huh. so generous of the farmers. A lot of them are taking time off from farmers markets to host the public, mm-hmm. and there are some offerings with some special offerings that are anywhere from $5 to $20, but most is free admission,
mm-hmm.
which is very generous of their time.
That's just great. So I'm going to start and go counterclockwise. Tori, what's Gabriel Farms going to be doing?
Well, let's see. So we grow Asian pears and apples and persimmons and a variety of other things. And this time of year we have blossoms and we have bees. I don't know that we could come up with a barnyard baby, but we could try.
You could borrow one.
Could borrow one, yeah. And we've actually been on this tour since it started. I don't remember when that was, but it's been a while back. Yeah.
4 years?
I think a little
No,
over
even
that.
Further. More than
that,
okay.
Yeah. That's for 10.
There have been some years off.
Uh-huh.
But,
okay.
So mostly what I'm going to do is give tours. I did bring a couple of things. I wasn't exactly sure what we were supposed to bring, but right now we
anything have, that you want or just your sweet self.
Right now we have our juice and we have a couple kinds of jam.
Oh,
that we'll be sampling.
You can show
and stuff
us.
Like that.
Hold it up to the microphone so everybody can see.
Good one. So our juice.
Okay. Oh yes, familiar jar. Gabriel Farms
Asian
apple
pear,
juice.
Asian pear and apple juice. We have the best jam ever, plum amaretto.
Oh, yum.
And then I have two other kinds. We have the jam that we've made the longest, which is probably now 17 years. Asian pear, ginger, and Meyer lemon.
That sounds
excellent.
That's not it. This is it. Looks like that. And then some kind of weird thing that we decided we might try to do. We've always kind of wanted to be like apple people, so we tried to make a pear sauce. And so we have Asian pear spiced sauce.
Oh, interesting.
Which
I bet that's really good.
It's sort of what we're trying to convince people that it's a replacement for ketchup.
Oh.
Because it's really good on burgers, and uh-huh. it's really good with fries, and yeah. it's really good, like, for almost anything you use ketchup for.
Oh, very interesting. And
yeah.
you know, it's got to be better than ketchup.
So we'll have samples of this stuff. 1 year we actually rented a big toaster and made toast and put jam on toast.
You can rent big toasters?
Yes.
I had no idea.
A commercial
sure.
toaster, right? Because our kitchen toaster wasn't going to do it.
Uh-huh. And, the conveyor belt toaster.
Yeah.
Oh, those things, right.
And we have somewhat of a fascination with toast. My wife went to farm school and ate a lot of toast at farm school, and so it's kind
toast,
of
toast. I have written over my 20 years at the Press Democrat. I've written at least 3 columns on toast.
Yeah,
toast is wonderful.
It is, right? Yeah, it is tremendous. So, We are going to try to maybe fire up the toaster again this year. And then I guess mostly what I'm known for are sort of irreverent tours and controversial tours.
Cool.
So I'm going to do irreverent, controversial tours of our farm.
There you go. That's
which I highly recommend.
No kidding. That sounds fun.
Yeah, if you want to like learn something, go out to Gabriel Farm and just keep your ears open and hear what Tori has to say. So
thank you. Yeah, it's a beautiful farm, and we have tons of customers that come from the Bay Area in the fall, but we don't. I don't know that we have a lot of local folks that know too much about our place.
You don't sell at farmers markets, do you?
we do, but
oh, which ones?
We're in Berkeley.
Oh, in Berkeley. Okay.
And
not
Marin,
local.
We do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you don't do the local ones.
But we have a farm stand in the fall, and we have a we actually have something we created a few years ago, which is a CSA, but it's a farm visit CSA. So the notion is that if you're a member of our CSA, you can come to the farm and pick whatever is in season.
What a great idea.
Yeah. And I don't even know, thousands of people. I think our list last year was like 1,000 families that joined our CSA to do that. But yeah, so it's a good place, but mostly people only see it in the fall, and it's
sure.
It's really pretty right now out there, so.
That's
and can you maybe, I don't know if you're going to touch on this on the tour, but I've heard with the rain that we've been having with the blossoms out, have you guys experienced much trouble on your orchard with the weather or?
No.
Not too bad. Okay.
Yeah, it's been cool. So cool always helps you get through bloom time without too much trouble.
Okay.
Now that it's going to warm up, and if it's going to rain again tomorrow afternoon, like it seems like it's going to.
Oh,
was
this that rain tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, not a lot, but it's one of those warm, damp rains that causes a lot of trouble for the orchard people, yeah.
We'll keep our fingers crossed that it goes okay. Okay,
yeah.
Brian, what are you going to be doing? Wiseacre Farm, what will it be doing?
So Saturday we have two farm tours. It's free of charge, 10 o'clock in the morning, and a second one at 12 p.m. Sunday we will have something special I've never done before. We'll have one farm tour at 12 p.m. and that will be followed by a free food demonstration and tasting. We'll have a chef out there preparing all kinds of healthy foods, pretty much trying to educate people on how to cook healthier, simple, affordable meals, because you know people have a busy lifestyle and,
absolutely
you know they have this a myth that you have to be rich to eat healthy, and you know we
that's
wanna,
so not true.
Yeah.
So not true. That's sort of my mission in life and in the columns I write, is to, you know, home cooking, especially somewhere like Sonoma County. If you can't do it in Sonoma County, come on.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's easy. So that's great. And let me just tell you one thing. At the end of the hour, we'll tell everybody how to reach each of the farms and where each is located, but then also give them, remind everyone that Farm Trails is your friend. It tells you how to get everywhere. Bodega Bay Oyster Company. I love oysters, and I'm so glad. For so long, we've had the oyster companies. We've had a circle to Mullis Bay. But now we have Bodega Bay.
Yes. Well, we actually grow in Tomales Bay,
okay,
along with everyone else.
Uh-huh.
We could not find a property along Tomales Bay to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working with what we got.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And Bodega Bay is the closest water source to it. So we're located right between Bloomfield and Valley Ford, where the little Amsterdam used to be.
Oh, that's where you are.
We
okay.
took out the windmill, but it's
okay.
radically different.
Yes, okay. So, if you drive out Petaluma, if you drive out Washington, Petaluma, and you just go straight towards Valley Ford, you will pass it.
Yep, just keep going straight.
Yes, and what do you offer there, and when are you open?
We're open every day of the week. Until 6 p.m. And this weekend for the farm trails, we're starting our barbecuing for the summer. So in the summer months, usually starting Labor Day weekend, we'll barbecue on Saturday and Sunday. And we'll have shucked raw oysters, both Miyagi's and Kumamoto's. And we'll be barbecuing the Miyagi's with the sauces I've come up with this week are the lemon garlic butter and a basil pesto. And we saute clams and mussels that we also grow ourselves.
Excellent.
And yeah.
Okay, and then what's happening? And I have to say, I've got to get out my camera when we take a musical break. These lambs have diapers on. I have never seen a lamb in a diaper. It is adorable. What's going to be happening at, don't tell me the name of the farm, because I am Glen Hill Farm and Gardens. What will be happening on the weekend?
Visitors will be able to visit with the lambs. They can bottle feed the lambs. We also have miniature Zebu cattle that they can feed the cattle. They can feed our chickens. They can pet the horses. We're going to have different offerings from whatever we're going to be harvesting, strawberries, sweet peas, lettuce. They can sample that. We grow popcorn. We did a heritage popcorn, so we're going to offer that for popcorn. We'll be giving off
nice
popcorn also.
Now, you know, it was Deborah Walton.
Yes, at Canvas Ranch.
Canvas Ranch for a long time. When did you take over?
We purchased it in December.
In December. And where are you, how are you selling things?
Right now, we're just trying to get
through
the mud.
Trying to get your bearings.
We're trying to get through the mud. Yeah, so, you know, we're harvesting whatever Mother Nature lets us, and the gophers don't eat. So
yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm curious about one thing. Deborah, for a couple of seasons, grew farro.
Yes.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah, we are.
That's great news. It was so great to have. And the American word, of American name, of course, is emmer. It's great. It was great to have local emmer. So glad to hear it. What time do you think? Or is it 10 to 5?
It's 10 to 4.
10 to 4.
We will, you know, when folks register, they'll see on the program that some locations have different hours and they don't, they're not participating both days.
Right.
So it's very important to register, get that program, and check those details.
Okay, we're going to take a little musical break here and we'll be right back with more talk. Bumble Boogie by Bee Bumble and the Stingers. Gotta love it. And there will be, we're going to see beekeepers on the tour.
Yes, yeah. There's a lavender farm called Monte Bellaria, California.
Now, which one is that?
So they're out in Sebastopol towards Bloomfield.
Okay.
And it's a lovely gentleman that runs this lavender farm. They have a olive orchard and a small sort of beehive, and the Sonoma County Beekeepers Association will be out there as well. So it's a great chance to come learn. And he'll talk about how he distills his lavender and turns it into oil and aerosol. So it's really a great experience.
That sounds really fabulous.
Yes, yes.
And then is The Lavender Place, are they participating?
Yeah, and then we also have Lynn's Lavender.
Lynn's Lavender, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're out in Occidental, and we're going to have a fun little, they'll do a tour of the lavender fields, and they also have a vineyard out there, so they'll do tours all day. It's a beautiful property. Mm-hmm. And then the pastry chef from Hazel will be out there selling cookies for the little ones, so it'll be a nice day out there. So, yeah.
Okay, so we're sitting here with oysters. And I think that you have a plan for them.
Well, I'm more than happy to shuck them for you. Unfortunately, the listeners won't be able to partake.
Well, they might be able to hear. They might be able to hear the sound of the shucking. There you go. How long have you had a Bodega Bay Oyster Company?
Well, we only coined the name about 2 years ago. We've been farming in Tamales Bay under the name Point Reyes Oyster Company for 30 years.
Okay, yes.
My father started it in 1985.
Uh-huh.
And we mainly in those years did wholesale sales. Mm-hmm. So this is our first foray into the retail side of things.
How's it going?
Really well, actually. We've been very well received. With the unfortunate closure of Drake's Bay Oyster, our retail sales were one of three places you can buy oysters fresh from the farm. We're the only one in Sonoma County.
Right.
So that's kind of nice. Uh-huh. So we get lots of locals coming into the store and seeing them.
And so you sell oysters, by bags of just raw oysters for people to take home in that way, as well as serve them to eat on the spot.
Yes. So during the weekdays, we will shuck oysters for you, or you can take them in shell and bags with ice home. We sell them in bags of 50, dozens, or singularly, so you can get really any quantity you want.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to come in and have a shuck, have an oyster shuck for you, how much are they?
We sell them in quantities of four.
Okay.
I think the extra small are $8 for four. Okay. Four small is $12. Okay. Unshucked, a dozen extra small is $10.
Okay.
So if you are inclined to do it yourself, it saves money, but you get the experience.
Mm-hmm. So. And it takes some time to learn. And do you sell the equipment?
We
shucking?
Do. We sell knives. We don't sell gloves. Uh-huh. I haven't been able to find a wholesaler for them. But if
the glove is important. It's a mesh glove.
It is.
And I still have my scar from putting the knife through my wrist.
I just use the gardening gloves from Friedman's.
Oh.
They're like $4.
Uh-huh. Oh,
works
good.
Great.
Uh-huh.
We've only had one person stab themselves. So,
what's fun about going out to Bodega Bay Oyster during the spring tour is you get to go inside the facility. And I went actually on the fall tour. Lindsay hosted it, and she talks a lot about how they produce the oysters, and it's a really interesting tour to take, so I highly recommend that as well.
Yeah, I'll be out there this weekend giving tours whenever you come, really. So I tell
oysters.
You about the history of the company, how to grow an oyster. I give you a hands-on learning process and the lifestyle of an oyster. So it's pretty fun. It's all inclusive. You get to have a tour, and then you can buy some oysters if you are inclined to.
Mm-hmm. And Lindsay, what is your primary? What is it that you do out there? A bit of everything, I'm going to guess.
Yeah. So we're a true family-run company. My dad is the president, and then my brother does the production side, where I focus more on the retail side. So I don't really have an official title, but I would say it's manager. I do all the sales and marketing. I restock the store. It's my main job. And that's about it, really.
Okay. That's enough. That's a lot of work.
It is. It's a lot of work. It doesn't sound like a lot, but
no, it does. It does. And you've had, how has the rain impacted you? I know that there's been some closures because of rainfall in Tamales Bay.
Yes. With this wet year, it's been very difficult for us because if it rains more than half an inch in 24 hours, we are closed for about 5 days, and we can't harvest. And that's because the fecal matter from all the dairies around and the farming practices, it just runs straight into Tamales Bay.
Yeah.
There go the lambs.
The lambs are waking. The lambs are waking up.
So it's been very difficult for us with the rains. In some ways, the drought is better. But we understand that it's Mother Nature, and we can't do anything about it.
Right.
So fingers crossed that it doesn't rain tomorrow.
Right. Or if it rains, we want less than half an inch over Tamales Bay. Okay, Brian, Wiseacre Farm. How many chickens do you keep typically?
we usually have about 1,000 hens laying at a given time, mm-hmm. and we have 500 baby chicks right now. They're only about 2 weeks old, so they should start laying when the older hens slow down to keep production mm-hmm. About even. A lot of people don't realize that there's a season of eggs.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's all about the daylight hours. Mm-hmm. As there's less light, the chickens slow down and take a break, which they deserve. But if you can time it right, a new batch of pullets, which are immature hens.
And pullet eggs are so good.
Unfortunately, not a lot of people like the small eggs.
Oh.
So it's tough to sell them and move them, which is unfortunate because it costs the same amount to produce a small sure. egg or a peewee as it does a large egg. Mm-hmm. But
they're so much richer. The yolks are a bit, it seems to me there's a greater percentage of yolk
yes.
to white. They're so rich and they're so flavorful.
Yes.
I always buy pullet eggs when it's an option.
Sure. Yeah, and this time of year, you're going to find some dark orange yolks in our eggs from it's all from the green grass.
Mm-hmm.
So as the grass dries out, the yolks will lighten up in color.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another season that people don't realize.
Sure.
And you can't find that in the grocery stores because you can't feed a bird in a factory farm or a cage grass.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a lot different experience when you try truly pasture-raised eggs.
Yeah. And how can you describe the chickens' homes? What, you know, what do they roam during the day? What sort of space do they have? Do they put, I always find it interesting that they tend to put themselves to bed at night.
Yeah, you can train chickens. And it happens when they're young, about 4 to 8 weeks of age. We let them out of the brooder, and then the ones that don't go in at night, we have to collect them and physically put them in.
Mm-hmm.
After a few weeks, they figure out that's what they need to do every night.
Mm-hmm.
They go inside. But in the main flock, out in the pasture with the laying hens, I don't have to close them up or lock any of the doors because I have a great dog that guards them 24/7.
Oh, what kind of breed?
He's a 175-pound Great Pyrenees.
Wow, that 175.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
I don't think I've seen a Great Pyrenees. I don't think I've seen any dog of that size. What's his name?
His name's Buddy.
Buddy.
Yeah.
So do they live inside at night, or are they able to stay outside because of him?
So the mobile coops are pretty much just a place for them to sleep and lay their eggs.
Okay, so you have the mobile coops.
Yeah, so I custom build, engineer, and design everything out
mm-hmm.
there. They don't need a lot of space for a coop because
mm-hmm.
they're run around during the day.
Yeah, they just sleep.
Yeah, it's exactly. They're just laying eggs and sleeping in
mm-hmm.
there, and they're outside running around, eating grass, bugs, and
mm-hmm.
you know, doing all the good stuff. So you don't need a giant coop.
I forget what. Oh, do you have any roosters?
No, we don't have any roosters. We're right on city limits.
Oh, so you can't.
We have a lot of neighbors, so we're trying to keep everyone happy and the
sure.
noise pollution down.
Uh-huh.
It's tough too because the dog likes to bark at night.
Well, sure.
And there's a lot of stuff to bark at when you're right on city limits. So it adding roosters to that equation would be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hens for the dog to be guarding.
Yeah, well, he does a great job.
Yeah.
I've raised him from a puppy.
Uh-huh.
He had a brother, but he didn't work out. He's a little too aggressive. I actually have had 5 dogs, and only one has worked out.
Uh-huh.
You got to get the right temperament,
sure, absolutely.
You know, and all that good stuff. So he does a great job. I don't lose any hens. I was having a big problem trying to keep them safe during the day with hawks. They would
sure.
just swoop in. I couldn't, you know, throw a giant net over a quarter acre paddock, you know, because
sure.
that's how much the chickens get. They get about a quarter acre. I move them about every 3 days,
mm-hmm.
So the land can rest 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And protecting from the hawks was very difficult.
Yeah. Where do you sell most of your eggs?
I used to do a lot of wholesale, but you know, I just wasn't making any money. So I've come up with some new ways of getting eggs direct to the consumer without
mm-hmm.
me having to physically be there.
Sure.
And I had, to my knowledge, the first egg vending machine of its kind in the United States.
I love this. Tell us details about this.
So the main one I have is at my farm stand, and you can purchase eggs 24/7. It uses a conveyor belt system and an elevator to safely vend the eggs so they don't crack. Has a nice TV on top with a 30-second slideshow of how the chickens live, and I'm trying to be as transparent as possible. Mm-hmm. And it works pretty well because we're right on city limits. There's two public roads. You can see the chickens anytime, no matter where they're at in the pasture. Mm-hmm. I recently put three more machines, smaller machines, inside of bakeries around the county.
Uh-huh.
And
Which bakeries?
Molly's Bakery in Santa Rosa on Wailupa, Cafe Noto in Windsor, and Downtown Bakery and Creamery in the square on Hillsburg.
Oh, excellent.
So all those locations you can buy, as well as Tierra Vegetables. I have egg stand inside of their farm stand. Oh. So you can get vegetables and my
eggs. Now, are they not doing chickens anymore?
No, they don't. No, they.
Oh, because they were doing chickens, but I know that they lost acreage with the revamping of the freeway.
Yeah, they did lose a little bit, but they had chickens on another site, and it was only like 50 or 100. It wasn't very many. But we're going to partner together sometime in the future, I hope, to rotate chickens and vegetables so they don't have. We can take care of the pest and fertilize, and it'll be a mutually beneficial arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. And did you come up with this whole chicken vending thing?
Well, in my research, I found it being very successful and popular in Japan and Europe. And no one's really done it here yet. Uh-huh. So I thought I'd give it a try. And, people love it. They can get eggs anytime. They're fresher, than if they went to the grocery store. It takes credit card, contactless payments. People come up with their Apple Watch and just, they buy some eggs.
Does it also take cash?
I don't accept cash anymore. Okay. It's just another thing I have to maintain on the machine,
sure,
and it broke down. So no one carries cash. So I said, I'll just keep it credit.
Credit and Apple Watch. There you go. What about breeds? What breeds do you
keep? I have a large variety of breeds. Uh-huh. I've used to stick with heritage breeds only in the past. They don't lay as much. I've been trying these hybrids. They're called sex links.
And they're
a cross between two heritage breeds.
Uh-huh.
They lay a lot of eggs, but they're not very smart and they're not very hardy, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
So you get the pros and cons with that breed. But it's been a lot of trial and error trying to find, what works on our property. Every farm is different,
And you have a range of colors?
Yeah, so we have white, brown, and green-blue eggs.
Great.
From our Araucanas that lay the blue-green.
The blue-green eggs are just so beautiful. How about another musical break here on Mouthful? We'll be right back.
Had a little lamb. His face was white as snow, yeah. Everywhere the child went, you know the lamb was sure to go, yeah. He followed her to school one day and broke the teacher's rule. What a time did they have that day at school. Tisket, task it, baby. A cool
yellow basket. Sent a letter to my baby. On my way I passed it.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, Mary Had a Little Lamb. The lambs have left the building. They are now out in the car. The studio is really warm today, and it was too hot for them.
Yes,
and
it was.
They have really heavy wool, and that's one of the things they're used for, right, is their wool.
Yes. All of the moms and the other ones that we have at the farm were all sheared about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. And then what are you going to be doing with the wool?
We'll send it out to have it processed, and then we're going to offer comforters and pillows that
excellent.
Are made with them.
Excellent. Yeah. Are you going to do mattress pads?
Yes. That's one of our things.
Because I got pillows and a comforter from Bodega Acres, Hazel at Bodega Acres, and I'm waiting to see who's the first one out of the gate with a mattress pad, because I really want a lamb's wool mattress pad. And one thing that... a lot of people don't realize is, and I was one of them until I explored our local wool industry some, it's not just for winter. It
no.
adjusts to your body's temperature, and it's hypoallergenic. And so I just think that's brilliant. nature at its most brilliant. You have some strawberry. Why don't you tell us what you brought in, food-wise?
Yes, I brought you some strawberries that I just harvested this afternoon, some sweet peas, and an herb called sorrel.
Sorrel. I love sorrel.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's great that you don't see a lot of it. And when you do see it, say, in a grocery store, it's usually in a small bag with the herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like you need 10 bags to make sorrel soup, and that's crazy. It's one of the things, I'm not a very good gardener, but sorrel grows at my house really well.
Yeah, and we're just starting to make a sorrel pesto,
mm-hmm.
and it's delicious.
And you smell it, it's tart. It's tart like lemons.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you add it to your salad, you don't use much dressing because it gives you that same vinegary lemon.
Yeah. And at this time of year, actually during the winter, if it grows where you are during the winter, up until tomatoes start coming out, I use it to make tabbouleh.
Oh, wonderful.
I do a winter tabbouleh, and instead of using anything out of season, sometimes if I have fava beans yet, I'll put fava beans, I'll put avocado, celery, and sorrel, and then the bulgur wheat with lemon and olive oil, and it's just fabulous.
Oh, wonderful. I'll have to get the recipe from you.
My pleasure.
Because when we do our CSA, when I include different produce, I like to give recipes that go along with the produce.
Anyone who needs recipes for CSAs or for their websites, I give them to you for no charge.
Thank you.
It's one of the things I do. Now I have to try a strawberry. It's a real strawberry.
It is real, yes.
I mean, you can tell because you walk in the room and you can smell it.
The plastic ones get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, there's that too. And one of the great joys, I think, of this time of year is getting strawberries like this, real local strawberries that are picked when they're ripe, and then driving home with them because the aroma's just, they're just intoxicating. Tell us some more of the other things that, Samantha, that are happening.
Yeah, so we have also Redwood Hill Farm is opening to the public. I think they're starting this summer every Saturday, but they're doing a special tours for us next weekend where they also have some baby animals. They'll do some milkings, and they have some bees. They're a diversified farm, so they have a lot of vegetables, animals, flowers going on there, mm-hmm. and the bees. So that's a great place to...
That's great. Lisa, out on Thomas Road, right?
Yeah.
So it's sort of out
near Gabriel Farm, so it'd be a good mm-hmm. duo stop out there.
And you can see from the Thomas Road facility, you can look down and see Iron Horse Vineyards.
Oh yeah, such a lovely view.
Yeah. Now you said some restaurants are participating.
Yeah, we have So Backyard, actually, which is a great restaurant there. Their food is fabulous, very creative, a lot of very seasonal. And so they're going to be at Green Star Farm out in Sebastopol, which is a pasture-raised meat farm. Uh-huh. And they're going to be preparing sandwiches from the farm that's the meat that's raised there. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have their famous fried chicken sandwiches, lamb burgers. So, Genevieve.
The lambs are in the car.
Yeah, plug your ears. So it'll be delicious. Talk about, like, you know, farm to table. That's the true form. Mm-hmm. So, and they also have a lot of baby animals for all those little kiddos. So that's a great place to go out and have some lunch and, mm-hmm. and stop. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
And I assume that if you're eating at one of the locations, you'll be purchasing the foods that you're eating.
Yes, yeah. yes. And we're hoping, you know, this is a great chance for the public to get out to these farms and really support them direct on the farm. And so bring some, you know, baskets with you and cooler so you can pick up some eggs from Wiseacre and get some meat veggies. And
it's always good to remind people.
Yeah, do
bring
your
those coolers.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Definitely. Let's talk a little bit about farm trails in general. Mm-hmm. I know the new map and guide will be out soon.
Yeah, actually, people can pick the new map and guide up at the stops.
It'll be out that soon.
Yeah, so we just went to print, so we're really excited. We're going to pick it up the day before if all goes well. So we'll have that ready for everybody.
I'm excited. It's the first time I finally become a member.
We've got you in it this time.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Very excited.
So I decided that I really want to participate in Bees and Blossoms. I did it 1 year out at Freestone Artisan Cheese.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, because I wasn't on the map, I kept having to explain, and, you know, I was just sort of this add-on that people really didn't understand. So I decided instead of doing it this year, I'll try to connect with a farm.
Perfect.
And I'll do something.
That'd be great to have
farm.
You out there.
Because, yeah, I wanted to do it.
Oh, there
to
we go.
Do
Genevieve is pointing at herself.
I wanted to do it this year, but I didn't want to have to keep explaining why I was there. I'd rather just be part of it in a more official way.
Yes. Well, you're
very
so official now, Miss Michelle.
Well, I'm very excited to see the new map.
Really.
And when will it be up online?
So we'll get it up right in time, right before the spring tour as well. Uh-huh. So it'll be online for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's great. And what's exciting for us is we do kind of looping back to Tori, who's here with Gabriel Farm. We have a lot of new flower farms in our membership. We're really excited about.
Yeah,
there's
we've
a
got
lot of
Full Bloom is one.
Full Bloom Flower Farm, Jolie Blooms and Design, and Front Porch Farm, which is a great farm out in Healdsburg.
Yeah.
They're not participating in the spring tour, but they're a new member, which is really exciting. But we have Hedda from Full Bloom that's going to go out to Gabriel Farm and do sort of like a flower crown workshop for the kiddos and bring some gorgeous seasonal flowers that are sustainably grown.
She has a beautiful acre of flowers, and she did for our dinner at the Bird's House last night. She did just a great and totally appropriate arrangement for the table. Creepy,
yes.
But in a good way.
Of course. Absolutely beautiful, yeah. Yeah. So, and then we also have a stop on the spring tour, Woven Stem Flower Farm, which is at the Permaculture Skills Center.
Oh,
they're going to open
16.
Up. Yeah.
I don't know about them.
Yeah, they're a no-till flower farm out there, mm-hmm. And so they're going to open up for tours, and then also do tours of the center. So that would be a great
Permaculture Center. Yep. How much do you know about them?
You know, not a ton, to be honest.
I don't either. That's why I asked.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a great thing what they're doing. They do a lot of educational classes for new farmers, so I think that's great, and just, you know, with the permaculture lens, obviously. So
now my understanding is it's an outgrowth, and I'm not sure if I'm going to remember the name, in 2000 and like 1999, around then, kids who I think were in high school, maybe, they were doing these pop-up gardens, and they would come to your house and they would put in a vegetable garden. And then they would come back and they would water it, and there would be a sign. And I'd be driving just in the regular course of my day, and so I'd see another sign. And I had them on the radio show, and they were these young, enthusiastic teenagers that just wanted to do. They wanted to replace lawns. They wanted to put vegetable farms in wherever they could, and so they did it. And then I quit seeing so many signs, and I started asking around and say, well, those same people are now doing the permaculture place on 116. Oh, so I keep meaning to stop by and talk to them, get that full story and make sure it's them.
I wonder if Red H Farm was involved in that, Katie Hutchmeyer.
I don't think Katie was involved. Okay. It was all young teenage boys.
That's great.
And God, I can see the sign. With luck, I may hear about it. I mean, I may remember it before we go off the air. Pea shoots, I think. Maybe pea shoots. Would be this little, very discreet, well-made little sign. And I think it said Pea Shoot Farm or something like that. And they were just little pop-up farms, and they would take care of them.
Love that concept.
I got on the list, but by the time they got to my name, they weren't, I was surprised they did it for as long as they did, because, as you can imagine, the demand really soared.
Yes.
And now Avalo has become a member. Has Avalo become a member? Okay,
do we need to get them?
Yes, we need. Farm Trails needs to get them, and they're interested.
Okay,
they're
great.
Just
you're hearing it here first, folks.
They're expanding. Really, do y'all know Avalo? Yes. It's very interesting. They were on Mouthful. Oh gosh, maybe in December, and Pea Shoots is what made me think of them, because they will come to your house and install a garden, and they do it. They have three different kinds. They're raised beds. But they layer the raised beds in such a way that they endure, during the week. And then they come and they maintain them for you. And they have, I think it's three different kinds and then several different levels. They'll put in as many as you want. And I know some businesses in Healdsburg have them. But they just bought a storefront. They just bought a location in, my belief is, it's the former cookhouse on the corner of South A and Sebastopol Avenue in the South A district. So I think that they're probably really just overwhelmed with getting that going. But they're very dynamic and very smart about how they're doing it and really committed to it. So it's sort of like Pea Shoots Gardening grows up. And somebody was going to ask a question about it.
I had a question. Do you get to keep any of the vegetables they grow?
You keep everything. Oh. They're setting it up for you and showing you how to harvest, when to harvest, and helping you harvest. And my understanding, I mean, you pay them for the installation, of course. I don't think they're taking a share of the vegetables. I think they're just showing you a way to grow your own if you happen to be really busy or have a black thumb, as some people
that would be
do. And the other thing that they're doing, if you live in West County or out where you are, Genevieve, they're gopher proof.
That's what we need.
Yes. Yes. I live in major gopher country as well. Okay, we've got one more farm related song to play for you. We'll be right back to wrap things up. it's just an oyster and strawberry fest in here. The studio smells so good. What I want to do now is go around. I'm going to start with Gabriel Farms. Tori, we've been kind of quiet over there as we made our rounds with everybody else. Do you have a website?
Yes.
And you don't have to say the W's, so what's the address?
It's GabrielFarm.com.
And that's G-A-B-R-I-E-L, GabrielFarm.com.
Yep.
And that has all your contact information. And you're participating both days next weekend?
Just Sunday.
Just Sunday. Okay, yes. So you're participating on Sunday. Okay, next, Wiseacre Farm website address?
WiseacreEggs.com.
Okay.
And we'll be participating Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. And your egg vending machine, 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day.
You can't sleep.
It's so convenient.
Go get eggs.
People don't even buy eggs. They just come in and drop their used carton off, and they're back on the road. It's funny to watch all these. I go to check to see if the machine's empty. There's so many cars coming in, and half of them just dropping off egg cartons.
And you have Shiloh, right?
We're on Arada Lane in
Arada.
Windsor.
Oh, Arada. Okay. Some reason, I was thinking you were off Shiloh. But that's close.
Yeah, it's real convenient.
It's close. Yeah. And Bodega Bay Oysters, you're on, what's it called there?
It's Valley Ford Road, that's technically, right. But okay. it's an extension
Bodega
of Bodega
Highway, yeah.
Yeah. Our website is Bodega Bay Oyster, singular, .com.
And you're open 7 days a week?
Yes, we are, for the summertime.
And you're and are you on your summer hours now?
Yes.
Okay. And you'll be participating?
Both days. We're going to barbecue 12 to 3 or 4.
Okay.
So don't come too early.
Okay. And then we have, don't tell me, I'm getting it, Glen Hill. What's the name from Glen Hill?
My husband's name is Glenn, and we were going to purchase property. He wanted to make sure he had a view.
And you have a great view
Glen
there.
Glen Hill, and that's... Had Perfect. To give a nod to him since he's the bankroll.
There you go. Glen Hill Farm and Gardens.
Yes.
And you are participating both days.
Both days, Saturday and Sunday. And this will be the grand opening of our little farm market that we're going to have. We'll have a farm stand.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
That'll be open 5 days a week after that.
Okay.
So.
And the website is?
GlenHillGardens.com.
GlenHillGardens.com. Okay. And then let's wrap it up with Samantha.
Yeah.
FarmTrails.org.
Correct. And there's a link right on our homepage to the event, Bees, Blossoms, and Barnyard Babies. And you click it, and it'll take you to Eventbrite to register, and we'll send you a link for an online map and a program you can print out, bring with you on the trails. A lot of places are offering discounts, some free tastings, like at Tilted Shed Cider Works. Mm-hmm. Really, really good cider.
Yes.
So we recommend bringing that program with you, and it's broken down by region, so east, west, north and south, and you can kind of pick and choose. I definitely recommend a variety of places. You know, go to a vegetable farm, go see some baby animals, go to an orchard, something unique. We also have a chocolate factory tour, which is new this year.
Which chocolate factory?
Firefly Chocolate.
Okay, yes,
out,
they sell it
out in Windsor.
Yeah, they sell it at the Sebastopol Farmers Market.
Yeah.
And let me give you some advice too. Check the location so that you're not doing too much back and forth driving.
Yes, and please. Yeah, for yourself.
Try to hit the areas that are in the most congested parts of the county earlier in the day rather than later in the day. Yep. And I'm trying to think if there are what other events are going on, but you might also want to check
and
if
eggs.
There's butter and eggs. Yeah, Petaluma butter and
on
eggs
on Saturday, right?
Yes. I don't know if there's any bike races, but you might check that too.
Yes.
And on that note, we are out of time. Thanks so much to everybody for joining in and bringing such great things. And y'all have an absolute blast next weekend. And meet me back here next Sunday for another yummy episode of Mouthful Smart Talk about food, wine, and farming here on KRCB Radio 91.